Ambre Jade here again. I'm really enjoying this audio posting as well as writing things out. I kind of tend to ramble in both mediums, so you'll have to deal with that. So today I wanted to write about why I don't encourage my submissives to only serve me. And I know that sounds kind of counterintuitive, because many people believe that if they're going to be your slave, you're the only one that they can worship. And I've never seen it that way. For a little while I did. When I worked in a phone sex company doing phone sex lines, that was definitely something that I said frequently. You can only worship me. I'm the only one you can worship. I'm the only one you can think about, et cetera, et cetera. And what I found is that created the kind of environment in which subs had to lie. They had to, either they were only serving me, and eventually that wasn't enough for them, or they didn't feel I was listening to them, or whatever, or they got off on it, because there is that too, but I'll get to that later. But the idea of only serving a single mistress, it makes sense, but not in the beginning of your relationship. The dynamic in the beginning doesn't call for me telling you, you can only serve me. I'm the only person you can think about. It just, the two don't mix together. You don't know me well enough. I don't know you well enough. And why the fuck am I going to tell you you're the only person, I'm the only person you can worship, when I really don't care as long as you're still paying me, you know? So I really think it not only that, but it encourages like bickering among doms. It encourages crazy ass jealousy, because people say, I'm the only one you can worship. And when they find out their sub is worshiping another person, it becomes this crazy territorial, my tits are bigger than yours kind of pissing contest between who actually owns this person. And what I did find, not so much now, but when I was working at a company, guys really enjoyed creating that sort of chaotic arguments between women. And that's just not fucking cool. I don't like it. So I'm not saying you can't worship only one person, that I can't be the only person, the only mistress, the only goddess that you think about. But I'm not going to tell you to do that, because that's going to happen organically. It's going to happen on its own. It's a natural progression of worshiping me, and I don't feel the need to force that upon you. I also believe that there are people out there that I can't please. I'm not the right mistress for them. They want to worship me as a stepping stone, or in between, or as kind of a sounding board for future dynamics, future relationships. And I don't see anything wrong with that. It doesn't upset my ego at all, which ultimately is what that only serve me thing comes down to, as far as I'm concerned, is an ego. It's an ego problem. And I'm going to make some enemies by saying that, but I think it's definitely a bit of an ego. The ego definitely plays its part in there. And by saying you can only serve me, that creates a really superficial dynamic. I'm saying that I don't give a shit what you have to say and who you want to worship, and you can't find any other woman attractive. You can't jerk off to any other person other than myself. And that can happen. And that chances are that will happen eventually, because I have people who don't get hard unless they're thinking about me. And that was sort of a dynamic that I created and I wanted. But I don't think it has to be expressly said that I'm the only person you can worship. The idea of having a choice, of it being their choice to worship one or two or three or whatever. Some people will whore themselves around and serve all kinds of people, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Just don't fucking tell me that I'm the only person that you're worshiping, because that's where the problems come in. When you are dishonest to both your dom and yourself, because you're lying to yourself. if you encourage a place where people can be honest, you're creating this refuge for your submissives, for your slaves. You're creating this place where they can be completely honest. And when they start moving on different things in their lives, I mean, maybe this comes from my aspirations, life coaching aspirations and all that type of shit, because I just feel that if people need a stepping stone or encouragement to go out and find something more real life, because obviously I can't marry all of my slaves and nor do I want to. And I can't be there to hold their hands in person, et cetera, et cetera. So I want them to have what they need. And ultimately, I get to decide what they need. But by saying they can look out for other things, it's very empowering when they come back and they tell you they don't want anything else. That's worth more to me than them listening when I say don't worship another person. So there's some food for thought today. I kind of rambled. Let me know, what are your thoughts on serving multiple DOMs, or do you prefer being exclusive? I especially want to look at the beginnings of the relationships. So more about within the first few months of worshiping one person, while it's still new. And before the you have this kind of weird state where it's new. So yes, I want to put all my effort into this one person, but at the same time, the deepening of the relationship, the dynamic is not quite there yet. So it's rather interesting. I want to hear your views. So let me know. And on se voit bientôt.